Are you ready? The Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, Your Call to Action. Join Cornelia as she empowers others to live heaven on earth. Cornelia teaches listeners how to be the authority over yourself, embracing your inner guru. Feel yourself uplifted into limitless expansion, integrating ease and grace in a changing world. This show will cover topics such as unconditional love, your physical body, how to be in extraordinary relationships, create financial and emotional wealth, embracing entrepreneurship in the new earth. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. I'm your host, Cornelia Stephanie, and this is the second round today of Stories of Hope. I am like so excited to introduce you to our next guest, Relika Schulte. She is a certified international business coach with honors, with an honor degree in business, Forbes Coaching Council member, and the founder of Design Dream Lifestyle, where she teaches women from around the world how to use their life experiences to launch their own thriving online coaching business. Welcome to the show, Relika.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure. I appreciate that.
Oh my gosh, yes. So it's wonderful that you're here. I love everything that you're about, what you're talking about, dream lifestyle, online thriving, the whole thing. So it started for you. You're living that now, but take us back 6 years ago.
Yes. So what a journey, definitely. Nothing happens ever overnight. So it is a journey with success and failure, and you just have to keep going. So I was born in Soviet Union, but I grew up in the Republic of Estonia in Northern Europe, so which is a very tiny country. And about 10 years ago, I had my first son, but I was also a single mom at that time because I was in a position where I had to leave a mentally abusive relationship, and I decided to just raise my son on my own. And I did that 2 years, and I worked in a corporate. I had a business degree, and I was in a cubicle 8 hours a day, and I realized that this is not my passion, and I definitely want to do something different. On the meantime, I actually met Mr. Amazing, who happened to be living the other side of the world in the United States, and we developed long-distance relationship. So
how did you meet him? I'm just curious. I have to ask because I'll forget.
Yes. We met online. Okay, online. We met online. So a lot of great things happen online. So
yes.
So we met online and we developed relationship at first, and I came to visit him in United States, and he flew down to Estonia as well to visit me. And that, it lasted about 2 years. And then 6 years ago, 2015, I came to United States again because I was supposed to visit him for 2 weeks. And I came with my four-year-old son and one suitcase and $500 in my pocket. And during this trip, he decided to propose and said to me that, don't go back, let's get married and let's start a life together.
Are you serious? Oh yeah. My, that is incredible. Wow.
So I wish I could tell you that there were horses and rainbows and like that, but it was really just really humble, like in a, you know, one bedroom apartment and just like on a kitchen table like that. So, but we really decided to take the chance, even though my family was not supporting me, his family was not supporting him about our decision, because everybody kind of felt like, do we really know each other? Like, you know, I had a steady job back in Europe, and now I was here with my four-year-old son, who actually never had a dad before, and they really clicked. And for me, I decided that I want to give this relationship a chance, but also like a chance to my son and to my new husband to really see where this can go. And today I have to say they are the best buddies ever. So like, you know, like he's the best dad to my son, and my son is 10 years old today, so that's all he really knew. But during this time, we decided that I want to start a business, and because I knew that I don't want to return to cubicle in United States. It's not my passion to go to work every day this way, but I really want to work for myself. And we were not financially in a position where we could, you know, invest in mentorship or even like, you know, to start the business, because we ended up in debt, like because of our legal process we had to go through to get the green cards for me and for my son. And my husband was working on, you know, on a job on that time. But we managed to really kind of like, you know, just have faith, just like have faith and put in the work. And we launched a business. I started growing my coaching business, and I really enjoyed this. I started like, you know, investing into mentors, taking courses. And even though I was putting in a lot of hours at first, like weekends and early mornings and late nights as well, it really paid off. And so the business grew, and I haven't looked back since then. And now even 11 months ago, my husband and I, we had a son as well together. So, and so this little baby now has a mom at home too. So I don't have to go to work anymore. I can just really do my own thing while being like at home and take care of my kids at the same time. So really what I want every listener to realize is that there is, nothing is perfect in life. And sometimes you have to, kind of like stop listening those voices around you, what other people are telling you, and really just like hone in like what it is that you want. What is your heart telling you? And is this something that you want to pursue? Because nothing comes easy. It's always hard work. It's always easy to see some other person's success and decide that that person was lucky, but it's not the case. It's hard work, and it's like persistency and consistency to really pull things off.
Yeah, I just love everything. There's like so many things that are going through my thought process right now. Like, you know, what you did is you took your entire journey, and now you're helping other women. You created a business out of it. You're living your dream life. You got married. You have a beautiful relationship with your husband, and you listen to yourself and also to him, and you guys built a life for yourself. And then you started your business because that was also the next thing that you listened to that you wanted, because you were clear. I don't want to go to the cubicle. I want to do this. And you did that. Now you're setting up your lifestyle according to how you want to live, according to your own inner guidance. And now you're helping other women create that kind of a lifestyle as well. And I love that kind of a story. And it certainly did not happen because you didn't work hard. You did work hard, but you've also invested in yourself. You invested in your relationship. You invested in your life to make these choices, right? That took a lot to do, right?
Yes, it definitely did. And, you know, I even like when I started here, I didn't even have a credit card, to be honest. So like, it was like I had like zero credit, and we took out the personal loan on my husband's name. So, you know, to really kick off the business even. But I knew that like, you know, money is just an energy. So like, if you put the work in, everything will come back, like, you know, many times. And so in a couple years into my business, we were in a place with my business where we were traveling, and every 6 weeks with my husband and with my son, entire year this way. So we went to Mexico, we went to Europe, we went to different places in the United States. So it was definitely something that I knew that I want to give to my son, experiences, not just to read about that, but really to have those experiences so that he can see that not everybody lives the same way in the world. And there are so many different things that we can learn from local people. So that has been my passion and my mission. So,
well, you're living it. It's very inspiring. I definitely want to, you know, I'm going to start do a new podcast with another person where we're going to be talking about the relationship piece. And I definitely want to bring you on as a guest to that show in the future, because I think many women, you know, are looking for that right relationship. And you also had to be online in order, you know, you couldn't just sit in your house and not do anything. You had to actually want to be in a relationship, and you had to put yourself there, right? But that's another topic, but definitely one that a lot of women want to talk about. I know this. And then also, you know, your business. It's very inspiring that your business is thriving and that your husband supported you and your dreams and your vision. Jacob, I hope you're listening to this. And because, you know, this is the piece about we all want to be supported with our visions and our dreams. And sometimes it just takes that one person, one person that believes in us, and until we can make that a reality. And you did that. You guys did that. And what a wonderful unit you're building and legacy that you're building for your children and so on. Let's tell our audience how they can get in contact with you and how do people work with you? What is it that you do?
Yeah, so you're welcome to go to my website, designdreamlifestyle.com, and over there you will find 1-hour training. So, and this is really something that will give you like a starting point, like how to start your business. It's completely free. It's 60 minutes. You can go through that. And I will walk you through how to launch your services, how to set up the foundation, how to create the funnel that works for you, and also how to add additional income streams to your business. So you can get started with that. And obviously, if you go to social media and if you search me by my name, Relika Schulte, you will find me on Facebook, LinkedIn, Clubhouse, Instagram. So feel free to reach out to me, connect with me. I am super excited, to connect with you.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I love that. I love that process that you just laid out, that people can just go to your website and they can do, what is it, a 60-minute video?
60-minute video, yes. It's a webinar, and then, you know, just bring your notebook and take notes, so you'll really go deep in there, so to get started.
I mean, there's no excuse, ladies. If you want to start living your dream life, you have to be willing to take those actions. And, you know, here it is. There's a resource available for you, a 60-minute free video that you can take action on right now to already start the process. Because if you're listening to this and you're listening to this message, it was brought to you right now so that you can hear whatever it is that is being shared here to support you in creating your dream life. Because a lot of us are doing that. A lot of us are ready for that, but you have to make the first steps, right, Relika?
Absolutely. Absolutely. No one else can do this for you. So you have to be the one who will take this first step.
Yeah. And so you're living in Minnesota right now, living your dream life.
Yes, I am. Love Minnesota.
Good. And you're traveling and you're doing, you're helping people worldwide. So I'm so glad that you came on the show. You will definitely be hearing from me because I want to talk to you about the other thing. And I'm so grateful that you came to the show today. Thank you so much.
I really appreciate for having me. I hope this inspires you, ladies. And so thank you so much, Cornelia, for having me. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Relika Schulte, thank you so much. We're going to take a break on the Cornelia Stephanie Show. We'll be right back.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Optimize your breast cancer screening without any radiation or pain. Effective, sensitive, and widely used thermal imaging in Europe is now available to you here in the U.S. Using state-of-the-art FDA-approved camera, Eastside's first and only breast thermography clinic is now open in Bellevue. Safe, sensitive, low-cost, no referrals needed. Contact Holistic Medical Center at 425-451-0404 or on the web drdarvish.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Tune in to the show Heart Change Consciousness with me, Dr. Trish DeRocher, as stories of inspired activism come to life. Listening to conversations with your favorite authors, change makers, and many more who practice inspired spiritual activism and transform vulnerabilities into sources of strength. Let's be inspired together through my show, Heart Change Consciousness, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome to Blue Lightning Healing Meditations. I'm Susie Parker Goins. I'm a channel bringing through spirit guides in accessible and resonant ways for you to connect with your higher self, sharing soul-level conversations to help you in your spiritual path. I upload weekly channeled messages, interviews, and information on a variety of topics, sharing my learning and opening doors for growth. You can find a listing of upcoming podcasts at bluelightninghealing.com. Until next time, blessings.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. How does high performance coaching, sustainability sound to you? My next guest is going to inspire us with this just now. Kathy Murphy is a sustainable high performance coach who's been leading others for 30 years. She's a former firefighter, peace officer, and CEO, and she now helps people in leadership step into their potential and up-level their power with her company, where
we are risingtides.com. Yes.
We are Rising Tides, and look at that beautiful ocean view that you have behind you. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you, Cornelia. I am so grateful to be here with you. Thank you for the opportunity to come on here and help you and your journey to inspire everyone, which you do all the time on this show. So it's beautiful.
Yeah, thank you so much. I love doing the stories of hope because we know that without that hope, when we have these challenges, that we can overcome. And that's what your message is today, that we have it within us. And that's what you're here to tell us about, right? That
high performance. Yeah. So every one of us is a high performer. We're here in life. We're alive today. That in itself means we're a high performer. We're a human being. We are also an infinite being. We're built with everything we have that we need already inside. And my company is called We Are Rising Tides because when one of us rise, we all rise. And when one of us falls, we all fall. The tide goes up and down. And it's just like us. We're able to go up and down. And knowing that that's built in is huge, because without it, we would feel hopeless, especially right. In these times during COVID, everything's uncertain. And we go outside. I'm thankful each day I go, oh, sun's still rising and setting. That is a great thing because that's a sign of the same energy that lives in us. We're okay. And when we can be hopeful instead of hopeless, it makes all the difference in the world. And I have been in both places. They're both something we can experience, and chances are we will experience it in life, and it can be day by day, moment by moment. But the ability to see hope, and when I define hope, it's also something we can all do. I love the tide rising together. Is hope is to help one person each day. And today I'm thrilled that I get to be here with Cornelia and help people, because all we got to do is smile at someone and we can make their day. That might be the hope that someone needed. But if you're feeling like you got knocked out of life, I get that too. There was a day when I walked into my office and found myself surrounded by armed men. I hadn't robbed a bank. I wasn't in a bank. And yet here I was looking people in the eye who I had worked with for many years. I was taken, locked up at my house and told not to leave or more would happen to me without a clue what was going on. I was devastated. I had been in this career for 34 years. I had changed lives by helping people have an opportunity to do what they loved everywhere in the state of California. It was my passion. It was my purpose. And I gave 150%. I worked 20 out of 24 hours the last 9 years of my career. Now, you might say, well, that's impossible. Nothing's impossible, but did it make sense in hindsight? I didn't know how hard the stress was hitting me. I knew I had dealt with Lyme disease, cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, taking care of both my parents and losing them, and the end of a long marriage in that time frame, along with working those hours. When they took me away and put me in my home, I felt like I had nothing left. I was hopeless. Everything I loved about my life, everything I had left in my life, which was essentially only my job, was gone. Physically, I should have been dead. Many of the doctors told me that right after this occurred. But I had had health challenges all along, and I never paid much attention to them or let them get me down. When I look at it now, what I attribute to being able to keep going was that the energy inside me, the only energy that we have that constantly replenishes us, was still going strong. My trust and my faith in that we all have, was what made it possible for me to get my health back, my physical health, my mental health, my emotional health, because all three of those were gone. I had zero energy. The stress darn near killed me. It was a journey back. I took it step by step. I tried to slow down immediately. Even though I couldn't move, there was a fight going on inside me, a fight that wanted to fight to get my job back, feeling the weight of the world upon me. And as long as I had that fight and stayed in that fight, I continued to not improve. When I let go of the need to fight, when I slowed down my monkey mind and allowed it to reset, I was able to come back better than ever, started volunteering, helping others, leadership and life skills through golf. Then I moved it to leadership and life skills through surfing. I went back to school, got all sorts of certifications in coaching. And now I have a successful business being able to watch other people wake up to what's there for them too. And that, like, it gives me chills talking about it even right now, is just the greatest gift. And when we feel our worst, when we feel like nothing can go right in our life, it's never too late to start again.
Yeah, and you're an incredible storyteller, because you certainly have me on the edge of my seat with the way that you laid that story out. It's brilliantly told, and you definitely invoke the emotions that we feel when these life-changing moments happened, the way that you laid it out, what happened to you. And now, you know, that you have turned all of this around and that you're inspiring others in leadership and business and healing and coaching, it's really commendable to overcome what you did and to be here now. Congratulations.
Thank you. I'm very grateful. Every day, we cannot have enough gratitude, everyone. And waking up in the morning, being able to get out of bed, wow. Like, stop yourself when you do that, because that's huge. Many people don't enjoy that. So I am so grateful. I get to get up. I surf almost every morning.
That's amazing. Do you live in Hawaii? Do you live in Hawaii?
I wish I did. I live in Ventura, California, though, and it's another paradise. Water's a little colder.
Yeah.
but I still love it. I still do it. And like, I don't see an end to it.
Yeah.
Because our age, our physical ability, you know, even today, if you look at my body, there's not a joint in it that ought to be able to move me, but I can surf. So
that's powerful. That's so powerful. That's such a powerful statement right there. I mean, just the, you know, the healing and the freedom that comes with being able to say that and do that and live that by saying, hey, I'm surfing almost every day. And according to the past, I shouldn't even be able to do that. That's like, you know, that's really awesome. Yeah. Good for you for doing that. And then, you know, the water is also so healing.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
You're a water lover.
Well, yeah, I am a water lover.
Awesome.
Definitely. I live right here underneath the Rainbow Bridge on a channel here in
Lahontan. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah. I have a lot of beautiful water surrounding me. Yeah, definitely I'm a water lover. I love what you're up to. There's so many things that are going through my mind that I want to talk to you about. I want to let the audience know how they can get in contact with you, how they can look you up. I mean, in your bio, it also said that you are one of the 10 most powerful women of 2021 and the top 10 mentors of 2020, and that New York Weekly named Kathy as one of the top 20 people to follow on Instagram, and that you have been featured on national TV and radio, and now you're doing all of that good work. So how can people find you?
People can find me here on Cornelia's Show Now, or you can find me at wearerisingtides.com. Your reminder that you are also a rising tide. And Instagram is We Are Rising Tides. Facebook is We Are Rising Tides. And website is wearerisingtides.com. So you can find me on any of those places. I would love to connect with any of you. I am a connection person. I think it's at all of our core is that ability to connect and just share love.
That's it. And I love how you, you know, you said that energy that was within you that, you know, that you can't even explain really. How did that happen? How did it happen? Must be the spirit, the Holy Spirit that just really moved you into life again. And when it appeared that there was nothing moving, and then there was some kind of a will in you that wanted to live.
Right. Yeah, somewhere, it wasn't in the cards. It wasn't my time yet. I had more time since that thought they were my time too, but it's not time. If you guys are still here, it's time for you to still live. And a lot of what brought me back was getting back into things I loved. It's not, doing what you love is not come after all the stress and the pressure and the hard work. Doing what you love makes those things more effortless, because like the energy you talk about, Cornelia, that energy has infinite potential, infinite creativity and wisdom. Like, there's nothing anybody cannot do when they tap into that and create whatever they want with it.
Yeah. And I think this is a lot we forget about, that part, that doing what it is that we love creates more experiences of the things that we love. And that's one thing. And then the other thing you said is get out of your bed and be grateful in the morning. Start with gratitude. Wow, I'm out of bed. How wonderful is that? Yeah. You know, most people don't feel excited to get out of bed in the morning because they feel like they're going to a life that they don't really want to participate in. So gratitude is a wonderful way to begin that day and raise that vibe. Kathy Murray, it was wonderful to have you with
Thank
us.
Thank you, Cornelia. It was a pleasure. I love what you're doing, and I love you. You're a shining light, and feeling your energy right through the screen.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really, absolutely
love.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Get empowered. Transformation Talk Radio. Listen up. The wealth you receive is a result of your personal relationship with the soul of money, meaning your spiritual well-being affects your ability to create abundance. Jennifer Bloom works with people to mend the spiritual disconnects that block up the cash flow. How's your relationship with yourself? Are you in balance with the divine? I know, these are big questions, but there are answers. Take Jennifer's free money relationship quiz to learn where you need to focus your energy and watch yourself grow into the abundance you deserve. Trust the divine. Learn to receive. You are worthy of all the wealth you seek. Visit jenniferbloom.com and click on the purple banner to take the free money relationship quiz. That's Jennifer Bloom, BLOOME.com.
We'd love to hear from you on Transformation Talk Radio and live on Facebook. Call into the show, 1-800-930-2819.
Are you ready to invest in your best self? Join Sabrina Wright as she shares tools for creating joy and balance in your life every single day. Sabrina is here to help you become your greatest advocate and empower you to make decisions that will help you live your best life. The Live the Good Life Show, connecting your physical and spiritual self, every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Find Sabrina at the Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, balance.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm so excited about today's show. Everything has to do, all the messages have to do about being empowered through health, which is what my next guest is here to inspire us with. Tara Gold, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I appreciate being here today.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you came. During the break, I was asking you, what is it that you want to inspire the audience with? And you were telling me about your background. Tell us all of that, and just you can relax into it and let us know about your background, what you're doing, and how you're helping people being empowered through health.
Okay, happy to. I wanted to just share that I've been teaching yoga and the yogic therapies for 26 years. I'm also a licensed acupuncturist for about 13 years now. And over time, I've worked with people in a very integrative way with East and West understanding of medicine, and was part of helping to create a textbook in the world of yoga therapy that was actually geared more for doctors and for people, and educating them and how yoga has been a form of medicine throughout time, and how certain doctors in different fields are using it as one of their technologies. So there are cardiologists that are using principles from yoga and practices from yoga that are helpful. Cancer, working with diabetes, working with, of course, structural issues, working a lot with digestive imbalances or hormone imbalances. And I'm part of community that's very dedicated to helping people find ways that are working with people that don't always have access to this. Maybe they can't afford a yoga class for $20 an hour, or maybe they can't go to a whole yoga teacher training program that's expensive. And I will say, I've taught some of those expensive ones, and I still do at Loyola Marymount University. And we teach people that are out in the world that want to bring it into their communities in big ways. But I'm really interested in the ways we can keep sharing that are accessible. And so other colleagues of mine are working, and they created things in the prison systems that were trying to educate more people about that are helping a lot. Or they're working with people that didn't get access before, but we really want everyone to get more access if they're interested, if they want it. So when I talk about yoga too, there's a lot of misconceptions of what yoga is, right? There are a lot of people that think, oh, you mean just move through these motions? That is this much of what yoga really is. There's so much around mindset and philosophy that's about just how you hold your sense of self and awareness and worth in the world, yeah? And how to relate to the world in a way that's helpful, that connects you to nature and the rhythms of life in a way that I think some of us fall out of when we're getting into big tech reality sometimes. But we can keep a good balance. And some of the principles that come from these ancient traditions are so helpful in helping us keep that balance. The breath work, working with understanding that our bodies are beyond just a physical body, but in the yogic traditions, there's the koshas. There's the five bodies, or we call them the mayas is another name. Where it's where if you have a perspective that your body is physical, that it's an emotional body, that there's an energetic body, that there's a mental body, and there's a spiritual body, and if you're nurturing all of them on a daily basis through practices and awareness, your experience to life is going to be so different. It's just so different, you know. So we bring those principles into how we move, or how we eat, or how we consider our communication style in our relationships. And I find it very transformative for people, powerfully, deeply transformative when they learn these tools. So though I said we've written it through textbook or we've shared it at the university, my next steps have been actually more and more of ways to just give it out into the mainstream. So doing more YouTubes and free giveaways and things that are just supportive. And as an acupuncturist, it's like yoga. We've had the same issues where needling is so expensive in this United States, or outside of what it used to be. In China, you'd go every day at it, you know, and get needles if you needed it or certain things done. So here, there's huge parts of the population that haven't been able to benefit from the powerful practices that are at least 5,000 years old. You know, some of them, and very effective and amazing. So I work with magnets, and I'm educating people how to use magnets at home so they can do their own treatments with certain issues that they have. And I'm finding that it is so powerful. And again, it's something that takes some of the cost burden out of the mix and helps people feel involved and empowered with their own health, because they're learning how to do it for themselves in a safe way without puncturing. But you know, if you work with magnets, they're so powerful. They can direct energy like a battery in certain directions. So it's wonderful stuff. I love to share anything I can and help people with these things. And I'm not sure if you have any questions, but that's a start.
Oh my gosh, it's so much, you know, because you said a lot of things. So I was thinking about, so the yoga practices of, you know, using the physical body. I love doing yoga. I learned how to do yoga back in 2008 or 2009 when I started doing the Bikram yoga.
Great. Mm-hmm. His wife taught in our program at LMU for the first couple of years.
Oh, okay. So yeah. I love the hot yoga. I loved my practice. I'm not mm-hmm. doing that yoga anymore, but I loved doing that. I loved going to the studio and working out, and I loved doing that part. So I think having a yoga practice is so healing and so helpful, and really taught me how to get into my body and feel connected with my body. So the fact that you are
talking about possibly doing YouTube videos. Is that what you would be offering?
Well, I already have. Yeah, okay. I'm doing interview. I've actually been doing interviewing also with people that I know are incredible scholars, but asking them really poignant questions that are straightforward about some of the ways that we can, for example, use the philosophies in relationship, use the tools in specific ways, like in the prison system, like I said. But what I do more and more also is work with people a lot one-on-one, but also more and more I'm going to be putting out the videos with the magnet theories and how to work with them because they're so affordable, and how to work with the hands.
I definitely want to find out. That was one of my other questions, is the magnet. Like, so basically what? Give us an example. You're having an issue in your body, and then you're going to teach us where to put the magnet?
Yeah, so the idea is that, you know, the blueprint of your whole body is actually in your ears, in your hands, and in your feet. And through, we've discovered over time that the hand version is especially susceptible in ears too, more than feet. Probably because, but my sense is that because it's so close to the heart, more than the feet, right? It'd be more more powerful. It's a blueprint. And if you understand the blueprint of how it works, this is different than reflexology. It's actually based on meridian theory that's more complex in a lot of ways. But if you can learn where certain points are, you can calm the nervous system in a very effective way. So I get people that have anxiety or depression,
yeah.
Or I have people who have insomnia or back pain or neck pain or headaches. And I use it with all of these kinds of modalities, these issues on the hand with the magnets. And it correlates to, the brain reads it in the hand as if it is affecting with a needle in the same part of the body like you would treat. So the brain reads it the same way. It's really interesting and exciting, because the more we can just share tools that are not about puncturing the skin or don't necessarily require doctor overseeing every moment, the better, right? And the same with the breath work, the work with yoga. It's if you understand certain aspects of how to work with breath, how to calm yourself down. I'll just say a simple principle that's helpful that a lot of people don't think about. Like, if you take a breath and you inhale and then you pause and then you exhale twice as long as the inhale.
Out of your nose or out of your mouth?
Out of your nose. Thank you. Out of your nose. Because it actually helps affect the pineal gland, and it also has a purification system through the body. So better to breathe through your nose. But if you extend the exhales in general, it's going to have a calming effect on the nervous system. If you're feeling more.
Yeah.
What's that?
I said that's so powerful. I want to do that. I want to do that again. Let's all do it. Let's all do it. The thing is you're going to breathe through the nose. Keep your mouth closed, right? Breathe
yes.
through your nose and take us through it again.
All right. So go ahead and close your mouth and inhale. Pause. Exhale twice as long. And pause again. All right. We'll do a couple rounds. Just inhale. Pause. Bigger exhale, longer exhale, exhaling when you're ready. And one more round. It's valuable to do three rounds. You'll get the full effect. Inhale. Pause. Twice as long on that exhale. And then take that pause again before you just do anything. It's partly pausing. Yeah. It's not even just the breath. It's allowing yourself to pause. That's so special, but and important for the nervous system. But then if you extend the exhale extra long too, it's going to take you more into a parasympathetic state, which most of us need. Most of us are on high drive, you know, trying to do as much as we can. Yeah. And
a lot of times people hold their breath or their shallow breathing, and because of the anxiety or panic or whatever, and they're, you know, in stressful situations. But having that as a tool, it's really awesome. I'm so glad you shared that gift with us today, because, you know, again, especially in times like this where we're focusing on the breath, that's really powerful. Thank you for bringing that.
You're welcome. I don't know how much time we have, but if there's time for even one more thing that's useful, let me know.
We do.
Okay. Super short. One of the things I also love to encourage people to do that isn't necessarily in all the yoga traditions, but bhakti yoga, one aspect of yoga, talks about chanting and the power of chanting and sound and vibration, frequency that's transmitted through it. So in some of the vocal yoga techniques, I just like to remind people to sigh. And sighs are used in Chinese medicine to release liver tension. Liver tension helps us detox and release the things that need to be let go of. And liver also correlates with holding anger when it's out of balance. So we can just do a big inhale and a nice sigh. And, you know, a lot of people just don't give themselves permission, but these simple things can change your day.
Yeah, I mean, it is so powerful. You know, these, because again, you know, one of my belief systems is, this is my own knowing, and that is that the body has the ability to self-regenerate and self-heal. We all have that. Our physical body is able to do that. There's plenty of research out there that can give you proof if you need that in order to see, you know, that the body has the ability to self-regenerate and self-heal. And so,
totally.
So if we allow the body to do what it naturally does, and then we can become our own doctor in that way. And when we are, you know, what kind of environment are we creating for our body on an everyday basis, and bringing that conscious awareness like you're doing right now with the breath work, the magnets, and the ability to, you know, moving into the ability to heal ourselves. The reason why I've been able to heal my body the way I have through my life is because that belief system serves me.
And yes,
that belief system serves me so well because I allow my body to do what it naturally does. So that's why it's like, you know, you could give me, you know, some sort of a placebo something and say, this is going to cure whatever, and not even be it the thing. But if I trust that that's going to be it, then knowing that this, you know, pill or whatever it is, the placebo is going to serve me, whether it's the magnet, the breath, whatever it is, because
the pose,
right?
Yeah, very much. Yeah, and I thank you for saying that, because that is one of the gifts that actually a lot of the yoga philosophy does remind people of when they get into it more. But many traditions recognize this, and it's getting us back to our natural state, which is a state of potential bliss and loving kindness, you know, in our lives internally and what we perceive around us. This is absolutely can be more so. Enough of us have to believe in that and collectively support each other with that for that to be the shared reality. But I'm a big believer in keeping it going.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that, you know, you're bringing it back to everyone. Be empowered through your own health and take the reins on your own healing, basically, and do all the things that are going to support your body to thrive from an optimal state, rather than from a diseased or declined state, right?
Thank you. Yes. Yes. And I say this with, we're living in a time of pandemic still, and I know that there's been so much fear and so much concern about what's right and wrong, right? And I tell people a lot, because people actually reach out to me a lot as a practitioner in health saying, what should I do? And I just believe so much, you got to do what you can live with for you, you know, but also kindly respect other people's decisions, right? As much as you can. That's my personal view. But I say this out of the fear that's happening on all ends. And because I'm watching how the fear breaks down people's immunity so much, even more than potentially what's happening with what they do or don't do in the other ways, you know? This is my personal take. I don't know yours personally, but it's been a challenge for how to help people remember that your mindset is going to play a huge role in how what your experience is going to be.
Yeah. And don't you think that that in itself, that that whole piece, what you just said about that fear, is going to raise the cortisol in the body, and it's going to whack your hormones, and it's going to put you into a state of shallow breathing, which all lowers the immune system. Mm-hmm. We're all
yes.
right where we've given our power away to the outside. So
yeah, and you put your stomach in knots, and then your digestion's messed up, and that's the place where immunity stems from in your system, right? Strong digestion leads to strong immunity, and it affects your serotonin levels, so you start getting more depressed, right? So it throws, like you said, it's going to hit on all levels, you know, these mayas again that I talked about, finding that balance of taking good care of your physical body, your emotional state, your mental, and it's recognizing they all play a role in what your experience is going to be.
It's all in the physical body, and the physical body, I really feel like, is the last always to catch up, because, you know, we have the emotional body, the trauma is stored in the emotional body, we have the mental body where our limiting beliefs were, and then we have, like you said, the what did you call it, etheric body?
Well, that's one way to call it, yeah.
Yeah. Or I call it the spiritual body. It's, you know, that. And then the physical body is always the densest, the last to catch up with all of this, all of these bodies. But it's pretty simple when we are just learning how to be in our humanity and allow the body to do what it naturally does, and it has the ability to heal. But we have to set up an environment for the body to be able to thrive. And that's why you're talking about the magnets, the breath therapy, the pose, the yoga, and the simple practices on what we can naturally do to heal ourselves.
There's a wonderful woman in the world of yoga therapy named Nikki Myers, and she started yoga for people going through trauma and recovery, and her programs are amazing. And one thing she says that I love so much, so I want to give her cred, is the issues are in the tissues, right? So we gotta work it with our breath. We gotta you know, purify this temple, and also consider our what we're holding in our minds and our emotional states all the time. This is the work as humans, you know.
One of the things I want to do, I want to introduce you to a couple of I'll be doing that behind the scenes, but we have Dr. Brooke Sheehan. She has a podcast through the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, and also she has the podcast called The Body Talks. Are you with that? And then we have Diane Solano actually has a podcast called Empowered Through Health. And so you would be a perfect guest on both of their shows and vice versa. You know,
where
you, but definitely I want to find out more about the magnet therapy. So are you beginning to roll that out, or what are you doing?
Yeah, I'm working on a affordable way to get it out to the public right now, because I work more one-on-one with it still. And I've done a lot of educating people in my private practice. I'm based in Santa Barbara. I used to be in LA and Santa Barbara. Now this year changed me all the way to Santa Barbara, but I work with people internationally. I mail people the magnets, and then I actually give them protocols, but I do big thorough assessment with those patients, medical assessment. So the things that I would share with the public would do with the things that I find are most essential and useful first, and things that don't require a whole medical history in order to work with. At least bringing tranquility, for example, or working with the insomnia or certain things first. And I am going to be putting that out more this fall and into the new year in a big way. So I look forward to that.
Would you stay in touch with us too, to let us know when you're doing that? Because, you know, you've got Ashley's information. You and I will be in contact on social media, but where can people find out more about you and about your work?
Well, I can be found on my website, which is Tara Wellness. And of course, I have all the social media, which I heard you probably highlight somewhere. So no, I don't need to.
I wanted to say, because some people don't, they are listening while they're driving. So.
Okay. Oh, good to know. All right. So you can find me on Instagram at Tara, T-E-R-R-A, Gold, G-O-L-D, Wellness. Or you can find me YouTube for Tara Gold Wellness also. I'm also Facebook at Tara Wellness. And my website, though, has the most thorough information for everything, which is TaraWellness.com.
Yeah. Are you just loving your your life, how it's all unfolding, the practice and how you're living your life? Are you totally in the zone?
I can say yes. I can say it doesn't mean it's not stressful sometimes, right? Because I do believe every day part of the practice is to reconnect and discover when you're not feeling the connection and choose ways that help you reconnect. So it's a practice. Life is a practice. Life is full of practice.
Yeah. And it's a practice to live in your well-being. It's kind of like, you know, learning how to work with your own ecology, isn't it?
Absolutely. And discovering your unique version of that, right? Honoring your unique version of that is so key. And the ancient medicines, the yogas, the Ayurvedas, the Chinese medicine go 5,000 years plus back, and they understand it's for the individual unique. It's geared on the fact that we are unique, right? That not every person's going to have the same avenue.
Yeah. And you're doing the magnet with the hands and then the feet. And I haven't really, there's not a lot of people out there that are doing that particular piece.
This is going to be
good. So definitely keep us informed when you're coming out with this in the fall or next year. And, you know, stay safe. I know you will. We're going to be doing that breathing exercise. So thank you so much for coming on and sharing that with us today, Tara.
Thank you. It's really a pleasure to spend time with you. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. Okay, everyone. Thank you so much for listening and tuning in to the Cornelia Stephanie Show. Next Friday, we're going to be back full on with, we have T. Lotus at 12 noon. We've got Diane and Trish at 12:30. We have Diane Solano at 1 o'clock. And we have Christelle Biga at 1:30. So stay tuned for Fridays on the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group and Transformation Talk Radio. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you guys. My producer, Jacob. Thank you, Tara Gold. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Cornelia Stephanie Show, Wake Up to Love, your call to action. Tune in each week on Transformation Talk Radio. Cornelia's joy is to engage others in practical ways, showing us how to live in the new earth in harmony with our true nature. For more information on Cornelia and her extraordinary work, or to listen to past shows, go to her website at corneliastephanie.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.